Hi, this is Anne Merchant, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. Money makes the world go round, but it's less valuable than time, and has the reputation of being the root of all evil. It also can't buy either love or happiness, unless you know where to shop. But let's face it, the bottom line is that those who have it want to keep it, and those who don't have it covet it. Sometimes so much so that they go to the extreme measure of counterfeiting it. The physical representation of money has gradually evolved over the centuries. The year 1690 marked the appearance of paper money in the New World when the Massachusetts Bay Colony printed official banknotes for the first time. And the establishment of the Bureau of Engraving and Printing can be traced as far back as August of 1862, to a single room in the basement of the main Treasury building, where two men and four women separated and sealed by hand $1 and $2 U.S. notes which had been printed by private banknote companies. The latest iteration in the evolutionary process of money is our transition from paper bills to electronic forms of currency. And while the value of the transactions handled by electronic financial networks dwarfs the cash economies of the world, counterfeit deterrence remains a priority for modern law enforcement. Dr. Michael Maloney is a senior program officer with the National Research Council and worked with a special committee convened to study technologies to deter currency counterfeiting.
Paper money is going to be with us into the foreseeable future. There are, you know, already about $700, maybe $800 billion in U.S. notes in circulation around the world. 70% or two-thirds of that is outside of the United States. And the amount of paper money in circulation is increasing by about 6.5% a year. So although electronic forms of transactions in dollar terms might outweigh the value of cash transactions that are undertaken, paper money is not going to disappear anytime soon because it has certain key advantages. Everybody has access to it. You don't need to have, you know, a credit card or debit card. It allows for anonymity in transactions, which I think is always attractive to a large number of consumers and users of money. The general feeling is that money is not going anywhere anytime soon, and so we have to deal with the counterfeiting issue.
Despite being one of the most respected items in our culture, a banknote can also be one of the most mistreated. We routinely fold, crumple, rip, write on, launder, and otherwise mishandle our bills repeatedly over the course of their useful life. To survive such challenges, U.S. banknotes must meet daunting physical requirements. But they also have to be made in such a way that they're not easily copied. For hundreds of years, counterfeiting had required considerable artistic and technical skill, as well as substantial resources. Until recently, the production of realistic copies of sophisticated banknotes was quite an expensive proposition. But things began to change rapidly during the 1980s with the introduction of advanced reprographic systems and the accessibility of highly capable and inexpensive graphic software tools running on readily available workstations and desktop computers. This type of counterfeiting no longer requires artisans to engrave intaglio plates, nor does it require a large investment. Today's tools have put the technical means to counterfeit in the hands of ordinary people, who, if they choose to break the law, can manufacture a few counterfeits on an irregular basis.
In 10 years, between 1995 and 2005, the number of notes detected that were produced digitally by these, you know, inkjet printers and scanners, etc., increased from about 1% of the counterfeit notes detected to about 35% worldwide and 54% in the United States. So it's become a greater share of the counterfeit take, if you like. And the technology that's on our desktops is getting better and cheaper all the time.
But Dr. Maloney warns that it's getting tougher and tougher for the opportunistic counterfeiter to succeed.
There are technologies built into software and hardware that we all use that will actually detect whether you are attempting to make a copy of a Federal Reserve note. That is one approach. Also, there are features on the note which makes that difficult. In fact, One of the best features of a note is actually the paper that it's made of. It's very hard to reproduce that paper. But what our committee did also was to look at new technologies that would help deter that type of opportunist counterfeiting even more. There are all sorts of new and wonderful material technologies that are suggested. There are also ideas like having material on a note that if you rub it, it would actually raise up above the note so you could feel some bumps on the note for a period of time that would then disappear. These are the kinds of technologies that might help deter the use of common day technology for producing counterfeit notes.
Counterfeiting has existed almost as long as there's been money. Though counterfeiting is a criminal activity, it has also been used by a number of countries as a weapon of war. Because any original banknote can be duplicated, provided the materials, equipment, and expertise are accessible, responsible states make every effort to use materials and techniques that aren't generally available and that present as many obstacles as possible to would-be counterfeiters. During the Civil War, it was estimated that 1/3 to 1/2 of all the currency in circulation was counterfeit. How much of an issue is counterfeiting today? Dr. Maloney reassures us that because the Bureau of Printing and Engraving has been assertive in deterring counterfeiting, and because the U.S. Secret Service has been consistently effective in apprehending counterfeiters, the problem remains under control.
Counterfeiting is a problem, but it's not an enormous problem. The U.S. currency is one of the most secure, if not the most secure, in the world today. But it is important that as we move into the future, we consider new technologies that move beyond just simple printed images that we look at under normal light and try to decide if it's a real note or not.
The total dollar value of domestically passed notes is around $40 million to $50 million annually, a figure that has stayed approximately constant over time. Given the frequency with which cash is changing hands, counterfeiting can have a number of kinds of impacts on individuals, companies, financial institutions, and the nation itself. The most obvious impact might be expected to be economic, but the total value of counterfeit notes passed, about $61 million in 2005, is less than 0.01% of the value of currency in circulation and an even smaller portion of the total U.S. economy. But counterfeiting currency can have psychological effects, and as a result, governments and their enemies have long realized that counterfeiting is a national security issue. During the Revolutionary War, the British government attempted to destabilize the Continental government by counterfeiting U.S. currency. Likewise, the German government manufactured a high-quality counterfeit of the British £5 note that they circulated during the Second World War. More recently, the psychological effects of counterfeiting were demonstrated in Canada, when the level of counterfeit Canadian $100 notes reached 300 notes per million, and as many as 11% of merchants stopped accepting $100 bills. Recognizing these very real types of threats posed by counterfeiting, the United States and other countries have implemented strategies intended to maintain consumer confidence in U.S. currency. Although the total economic cost of counterfeiting is low, the personal cost to those left holding a worthless note may be high. When this cost accrues to an innocent party, usually a retailer or a service provider, it's in the best interest of any government to protect its citizens from this threat. Ralph Waldo Emerson said that money often costs too much. This is especially true if you discover that your money is counterfeit. So what can you do to protect yourself from receiving counterfeit bills?
There are some easy tricks to pay attention to if you're handling your note and you suspect it's not real. And the biggest one is the paper. The paper does feel different because it is a cotton linen mix that isn't found anywhere else. And the raised printing from the intaglio printing, often you can feel the difference in a note by just scratching the color of the portrait on a $20 note. And also the watermark, which is a fairly new feature for U.S. currency. If you hold it up to the light, you'll see the watermark, and the watermark should be the same as the portrait. Those are simple ways to tell whether you have a real note or not.
But presuming that the money in your wallet is genuine legal tender, it's always good to remember that money isn't everything. It can buy you a fine dog, but only love can make him wag his tail. Money never starts an idea. It's always the idea that starts the money. And while I'm busy stealing quotes, we might as well end with one from Pink Floyd. Money, it's a gas. You may read the full text of A Path to the Next Generation of U.S. Banknotes free online at the National Academies Press. My name is Anne Merchant, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have more than 3,000 books and publications available full text to read free online.